and back to Paul Ridgway.
Hey, thank you, Chris. And, you know, I love it when our listeners recommend guests and topics. And one of our great listeners in Bloomington, Karen, had recommended that I talk to the volunteer president of the Philippine Asian Mission, Inc., whose board is actually based right here in Bloomington, Minnesota. But joining me right now is Karen's recommendation, and that's Mike Thorod, who's the volunteer president of, it's called PAMI, P-A-M-I, Philippine Asian Missions, Inc. And he's been on the PAMI board for over 30 years and has been president over 10 years. So welcome, Mike Thorod.
Thank you.
On the way at Ridgeway. Thanks, Mike.
Glad to be here.
Hey, Mike, tell us the story and the history of PAMI. Again, I better make sure we keep repeating the full name, because we're going to say, what's PAMI? Are they selling that spray? But it's the Philippine Asian Missions, Inc. Tell us the history of it, because it's so interesting that it's found here in Bloomington.
Right. Well, my aunt and uncle, Norval and Ardell Thorud, were the ones that started the mission, and they used to go to Emmaus Lutheran Church in Bloomington, so that's the connection there to Bloomington. They used to live in Bloomington, and then in their 50s, they felt called by God to become missionaries. So my uncle was an accountant up until then, and then he went to Bethany Bible School, which is also in Bloomington, and they did a crash course on missions and went then to the Philippines, first with Bethany Fellowship and then later on with Philippine Asian Missions.
Mike, how long ago was that?
It was back in with Bethany. They were with Bethany from 1976 to 1981. And then PAMI was formed in 1982. That's when the board was formed, and then they went back to the Philippines in 1982, and it was to a different part of the Philippines. Bethany didn't want to spread themselves too thin, and they felt called to this more unreached area, and that's the reason for starting PAMI.
Wow, well, I'll tell you, and Thorud's got to be Scandinavian, isn't it?
It is. It's a Norwegian name.
Hallelujah, I'm Norwegian too, but I'm talking to Mike Thorod. Hey, what makes PAMI unique, the Philippine Asian Mission, Inc.? What makes it so unique?
Well, for one thing, it's run all by native Filipinos. U.S. missionaries were only there for the first 7 years, from like 1982 to 89. And after that, after getting a four-year Bible school started and getting a couple churches started, then it was turned over to the hands of the nationals. So PAMI is now part of the Native Missionary Movement, or where indigenous pastors are working more effectively for a fraction of the cost of a typical U.S. missionary.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, I was...
That's one thing,
give us more. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize.
Because of that PAMI really has a pretty big bang for the buck, that, our overall budget is only $50,000, and that includes the Bible school and about a dozen churches and allowances for about two dozen Filipino workers, plus children feedings and some radio time over there in the Philippines as well. So we're just a small mission organization compared to some. And we're kind of like a mom and pop shop, and everyone here at this side is just a volunteer. I'm a volunteer. The rest of our board members are volunteers, and then 99% of gifts that go to PAMI go overseas.
Hey, Mike, do you know how our listener Karen in Bloomington got involved with you? Did she a volunteer? How did she get involved?
She's married to a high school buddy of mine from Kennedy High School. We were both on the swim team together a long, long time ago. So he was...
Well, that's cool.
He was my best man, and she is his wife.
Well, I'll tell you, she speaks very highly of your ministry. What I thought was interesting, by the way, if anyone has questions for Mike Thorod, we're talking about a ministry in the Philippines called the Philippine Asian Mission, Inc., and it's headquartered here in Bloomington, has a board here, etc. Give us a call, 651-289-4499. If you have questions about the Philippines and what goes on there, I have a couple for Mike. But if you have questions or comments, 651-289-4499, you can call. Hey, Mike, I was amazed when reading your material that 99% of any donations that are given to you go out into the field. I have never, ever heard a number that high. It's extraordinary.
Well, that's because of how it's set up here. It's just sort of a mom-and-pop shop. So, I work as a volunteer. I'm actually a substitute science teacher, and my wife is the main one that supports us. So then I can just work as a volunteer, sort of like a tent maker, and put in, 10 to 20 hours a week and as a volunteer. And then our board covers things like postage and printing and all that kind of thing. So then just the gifts from donors can just all go to the mission work.
Hey, Mike, in reading your material about your organization, PAMI, which is, again, the Philippines, well, I'll tell you, I like that name, PAMI. I don't know why. I think it's a cool name. But it's the Philippines Asian Mission, Inc.
Yeah,
but
P-A-M-I.
Before we take a break, tell us about your partnerships with other ministries, because I noticed on your material you have a lot of partnerships with people.
We do, and that's another thing that makes us unique too, is that we're not just an entity to ourselves. We like working with other groups, and including some more well-known groups like Compassion International, Faith Comes by Hearing, Vernacular Video Ministries, the Billy Graham Evangelical Association, and Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. So, yeah, that's something that's pretty neat with us is I know people like packing Christmas shoeboxes and sending them overseas, and we're one of the places that gets them. So, like a year ago, we received about 1,000 of those boxes and distributed them to different people in our area, and which really appreciated it.
Did you distribute them in the Philippines, you mean, Mike, in the Philippines?
What's that?
Did you distribute 1,000 boxes in the Philippines,
yeah,
did you say?
See, Samaritan's Purse people, they fill those boxes and give them to Samaritan's Purse here in the United States, and then Samaritan's Purse, they ship them over to different countries, and the Philippines is one of the places they go, and then our organization is one of the places that distributes them.
Amen. Well, I'm talking to Mike Thorrud, who is the volunteer president for the Philippines Asian Mission Incorporated, headquartered, interesting enough, in Bloomington.
Right.
And a person asked an anonymous question off the air. How are children in the areas that you're working responding to Scripture, and are kids being saved? Very good question. That's where
right.
We get back to the foundations of why we're out witnessing.
Yes. Let me just tell you, our Bible school, it's a post-secondary Bible school with like 23 students learning to become pastors, but our Bible school campus is also home to a Compassion International Center. So some of our teachers at the Bible school also serve as Compassion International workers, and 150 kids sponsored by Compassion come into our Bible school every Saturday for 6 hours, and part of that includes discipleship and singing and breaking into small groups and things like that. So the kids are ministered that way through Compassion. We also have feeding programs where we have about 12 churches, and each of the churches have milk feedings, we call them, and which is something that's not just physical feeding, but it's also singing songs and learning about the Bible, so we like to be feeding kids both physically and spiritually, and that's also a good way to get to know their families and connect with them, and it helps grow the church too.
So, Mike, are kids coming to Christ through the programs?
Oh, definitely. A lot of them do.
Amen. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to take a break because that was a listener wanting to know that. Great question. I love the fact that you're reaching them as young people when their hearts are open and you're discipling. And I've been talking, and I am going to talk in the next segment to Mike Thorrud. And one of our listeners, Karen in Bloomington, recommended I talk to him. Her husband is a good friend of Mike's, who is also the volunteer president of this ministry. I'm amazed at 99% of the funds you give to them go right back to them. And we we come back. Mike, you can tell us, by the way, what's your webpage? We may as well get it out before I take a break.
It's www.pamimission.org, so PAMIMISSION.org.
PamiMissions.org, correct?
Right. PamiMission.
Hey, when we return, I'm sorry?
Yeah, PamiMission.org.
PamiMission.org. And hey, when I return with Mike Thorrud, what are the needs in the Philippines and how can our listeners help get involved if the Lord moves you to help the Philippines Asian mission? And who is asking? I thought that was an interesting question on the list. Somebody was asking for a $100 bike. It was a pastor, and I want to ask you, Mike, why when we get back, and we'll return right back with Mike Thorrud on the way with Ridgeway. Hey, thank you very much for being with me, and Mike Thorrud joins me again, who's the volunteer president of Philippine Asian Missions Incorporated, based here in Bloomington, Minnesota, called PAMI, and we're talking about that. We love missions on AM 980, The Mission, the Twin Cities Christian Voice, but we do. We love the mission of being out and proclaiming Jesus Christ to the world, whether it's in the Philippines or whether it's the Phillips neighborhood of Minneapolis, whether it's South St. Paul or the South Pacific. We love the fact that people are out in the mission field proclaiming the gospel, and that is one thing that this organization is doing. And what's interesting is that the Philippine Asian Mission, Inc. is based right here in Bloomington, Minnesota. So I've got, again, Mike Thorrud, the president, and Karen, one of our listeners in Bloomington, asked me to have them on. And, Pastor, I saw in the listing that a pastor in the Philippines asked for $100 for something, for a bike. Why is that normal, and what would he do with that?
Well, $100 for a bike so that he has an intern. One of the students from the Bible school is with him as an intern, and it's so that the intern can help with some of their Bible study outreaches. So a church doesn't just have Bible studies just at the church location, but they're constantly doing outreaches and trying to get other daughter churches started. So some of those daughter churches are a couple miles away from the main church, so that's where a bicycle would be useful to get out to some of those outreaches.
Well, you know, Mike, one thing I like about your ministry is you're part of a Native missionary movement where indigenous pastors really are working on the ground. Also, you get a big bang for your buck. You've only got a $50,000 annual budget. 99% of the monies go right on the field. And you've got Bible schools and dozen of churches you help and two dozen workers and children's feedings and radio. Unbelievable. And you do run it like a mom-pop shop, and yet you're winning souls for Christ, and you partner with a lot of great Christian organizations. So I just want to really honor you on that because I think that's really good. And what are the greatest needs in the Philippines for the body of Christ and the churches?
Well, we can always use new sponsors for people to sponsor pastors or Bible school students. And like pastors could be supported for just like $75 to $100 a month. And a Bible school student could be sponsored for $30 a month. So, When you figure it's $75 to $100 a month, that's like $1,000 for a year for a full-time Christian worker, compared to like if a U.S. missionary were to go out, you know, they might need $100,000 for a year, and here a Native Filipino pastor can be serving his own people. He knows the culture better, and he's just a lot cheaper to you know, work, and so that it's like 1/150th or 1/100th the cost of a U.S. missionary.
Hey, Mike, what's the greatest spiritual opposition in the Philippines?
The greatest what?
Spiritual opposition in the Philippines.
Well, in the Philippines, you do have it's probably 80% of the people there are kind of in a traditional type of Roman Catholic practice, which is kind of a real old style practice, where they don't have they're not getting to the Bible, they're not having a personal relationship with Christ, what we're doing is we're trying to get people into the Bible and having a personal relationship with Christ, and you know, if we can do that with our Catholic brothers there, that's great. But sometimes it doesn't work out, and that we get some opposition from that.
Hey, Mike, before I let you go, tell me about the feeding center in Mabini, Philippines, and also the refugee center.
Yes, we recently had someone respond to our website with telling us that they have a couple nice buildings in this Mabini area, and would like to see us help them restart a ministry there that involves feeding kids and also a refuge center that could help serve people that maybe are being pulled out of, you know, child trafficking or things like that that need a place to a safe place to be and to recover from. So that's a new thing that is just getting started up, and we're excited about that.
Well, I've been talking to Mike Thorrud, who's the volunteer president of PAMI, which is the Philippines Asian Mission Inc. And Mike, one more time, just tell people how they can reach your website.
It's www.pamimission.org, PAMIMission.org.
PAMIMission.org.
Right.
Mike, thank you for what you and your volunteers do. You as volunteer president, your board here in Bloomington. And hey, God richly bless you. I love the fact that you're winning souls. Won't it be exciting when you get to heaven, you're going to meet them? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, have a good day. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And